As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
I mean, the Heat, the Hawks tonight. Can the Heat make Atlanta look like the way they made the Bulls look like on Wednesday night?
I think it plays into their hands, honestly. I have a five unit on them. A five unit on them. Yes.
Really? Because I said to Solana before the show started, I said, you know what makes me nervous about tonight? How confident I feel about the Heat beating them. I'm just, it can't be that easy to go into Atlanta. Can't be that easy to win two road games to get to the playoffs. Like, I'm so confident tonight that I'm starting to get nervous.
I looked at the plus one and it was minus 115. The money line was minus 110. I'm like, yeah, money line all day.
It's flip-flop. The line was Heat minus one at one point. It's been Atlanta minus one at a couple points. Tell you what it is right now. Right now, it is Heat minus 1.5. I'm telling you, this thing has flip-flopped all over the place.
I took money line at minus 110.
Look at you, big baller.
I believe the Heat are going to run.
You're the real. They're about to run them off the court.
Man, listen, they have to hit threes. We saw what they did to the Bulls hitting threes. When the Hawks win games, they have 60 points in the paint. Khalil Ware, Bam Adebayo is not going to let nobody get 60 damn points in the paint. The Heat are going to win tonight. I feel great about this one.
All right. Hope you're right. Game is at 7 o'clock, which means pre-Heat will start tonight at 5:45. And you will hear the game here on 560 WQAM. In other local sporting news, Matt Mervis will be in the lineup in Philadelphia tonight, trying to add to his ding-dong total. And there's more news. Matt Mervis is scheduled to join us from Philadelphia this hour.
Huh.
And I don't want to oversell it, but I think this might be the most important interview in radio history.
Don't get weird with him. Like,
oh,
let's
totally
just talk
weird
with him. Like, let's talk with him like a homeboy, like we normally done. We've done for 8 years, 10 years, whatever he's been on. Like, let's just be nice.
I'm courting him to be my new best friend.
Don't ask for his personal number.
Yeah, Solana, get his personal number when you're talking to him off the air.
Was planning on it.
Oh,
when you talk to him, refer to him obviously as General Mervis, and tell him we here at the Mervis Militia are awaiting orders on what he wants next.
Thought his nickname was Mash.
Yeah, but we don't call him Mash.
But his friends do. So if you want to be his friend, you slide a mash in there. He feels comfortable. Now we're rolling. I'm calling him Mash.
I'm calling him General Dong.
I don't know if that's going to go over well.
Yeah, that's a good one. There's another General Dong's chicken. I don't know. He's scheduled to join us from Philly. Panthers, they're continuing to get ready for Tuesday night. That's their playoff opener against Tampa. Did you guys know WrestleMania is this weekend?
I did, because I saw Stephen A. Smith talking to Cody Rhodes, which was weird to me.
That's why Cody Rhodes was on, huh? I didn't figure it out until I saw Pat McAfee today in Las Vegas at like WWE World or whatever. Like they're doing. Like I didn't realize it was this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess John Cena turned and he's a heel now.
Oh, right. Okay, this is the Cena. So this is the culmination of the Cena heel turn.
Cena heel turn, but it's Cena. Rock, The Rock and Cena are now heels.
Right.
And now Cody Rhodes is the pretty boy. Yeah, so I'm learning this wrestling stuff, but I think this one will be a big one.
All right. We'll have to have Appel on Monday to react to WrestleMania. No show. I don't know if we'll be reacting to Heat playoffs, Solana. So if they win tonight, they play on Sunday? Is that the schedule?
Sunday, 7 p.m.
You confident tonight, Solana?
I am. I'd say I'm confident. I've
that
got guts.
Sound super confident.
I've got guts. I've had the guts the other day. I told you on Tuesday, the Heat are going to beat the Bulls Wednesday. They're going to beat the Hawks on Friday. And they're going to steal game one on Sunday in Cleveland. That's how it's going to play out. I'm sticking to that prediction. I've got the guts.
Tell you what,
I feel good about it.
They get to Cleveland. I think I would take them on Sunday. That is a game they steal. What do you think the line would be? Heat in Cleveland. Game one in Cleveland.
Cleveland, 8.5-point favorites.
You think that much? Yeah, I guess one seed, 10 seed, because it's going to go by seeds, whether you believe that Cleveland really is the best team in the East and Miami really is the 10 seed. I bet it'll be an inflated line. I like Miami getting the points on that one.
I told you I'm not excited about the Cleveland series. I'm excited about tonight. I tell my kids, live in the now. I'm living in the now because Sunday, I'm not very confident in Sunday.
I'm betting Matt Mervis matzo balls tonight.
Don't say that. Don't say that to him either.
Why? He's Jewish. I'm Jewish. Absolutely. Matzo balls.
But that's an uncomfortable conversation.
You saw the way you greeted the security guy at the Panthers game the other day. I mean, it was like, I give him a handshake. We see him all the time. Good to see you. I mean, he's a security guy. Like, but the head of all the security at the arena. How are you, sir? And then, Crowder comes in. Flippity floppity. Bingity bangity. It was the Chappelle sketch.
But
it
the
was
uncomfortable
on steroids. It was Chappelle's sketch on steroids.
But the uncomfortable thing is that Hawk says that in the moment, hey, this is the Chappelle sketch. And now me and the other black dude, we're uncomfortable. Yeah. No, man, that's my buddy. And Hawk's like, well, that's my buddy too, isn't it?
Yeah. What's his name, Crowder?
What's that again?
I say, what's his name? Mr. Flippity Floppity on the Flippity Blappity.
Who, Big Jeff? I don't know his name. He's my friend.
Somebody, emailed Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel. Okay, Tyler Hero had his game in Chicago. Who has the game Friday night in Atlanta? And Ira says, well, first, if Tyler Hero is the player that he believes he is, then why not Tyler again? Being a star means having to back it up. That said, Ira writes, it could come down to whomever can lock down Trae Young. And that figures to involve a variety of defenders, from Andrew Wiggins to Davion Mitchell to Haywood Highsmith, and perhaps even a turn or two by Bam Adebayo. It was the wave of defenders, Ira writes, that largely helped get the job done Wednesday night in Chicago. We talked about it yesterday. I mean, Davion Mitchell certainly did his part, but Coby White, I forget what his numbers were, but I mean, it was brutal from just I don't even know what the numbers were, but just watching him miss shot after shot and get locked up had to be brutal. So, yeah, tonight they can do that to Trae Young, which they've been able to do in the past.
Yeah.
You feel pretty good.
It's Davion Mitchell. I would like the majority of defense to be from Davion Mitchell because he's the dog, whatever, scrappy, whatever the name you want to put on it. That's what I think you need to get to. You have to emotionally get to Trae Young, and Davion can.
I'll share with you a little snippet of one of my segments on Preheat today.
Oh, I can't wait.
Trae Young has the second worst career average of points and field goal percentage against the Miami Heat than any other team in the NBA. And in playoff games, career lows in points and average from the field against the Miami Heat. It's at 15 points per game and 32% in 5 postseason games versus the Heat. He averages 28 or more against 4 other teams, Boston, New York, Philly, and Milwaukee. The Heat notoriously have figured out ways to slow down Trae Young.
That's Spo.
I mean, he knows. Spo knows. Shut him down.
Come underneath, come over the top of the screens and all. We know they're going to run quadruple screens and all. They're trying to get Trae Young open, but Spo's figured it out. That stat that it's different players year to year, but they're making Trae Young the worst Trae Young he is. Like, that's a coaching thing.
I'm guessing
thing. That's a
also if he's
thing.
Fighting through screen after screen after screen. Like, he's gassed during a Heat game. Like, he's fighting to get open looks and then – you know, you get tired, your legs get shot a little bit, yeah. And then you're able to shut him down. Hopefully we'll see that tonight. Let's do headlines here with Alejandro Solana. Begin today's show. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
There was some news regarding the Heat. Kevin Love is away from the team due to personal reasons. He has left the team due to personal reasons.
I don't think he's been with the team much in the last 3 months or so, has he? I mean, active. Much. I shouldn't say with the team, but he's been out for personal reasons. There's obviously something serious going on with Kevin Love and or his family. So, yeah, whatever. We wish him the best.
And Nikola Jokic, who remember he was questionable for the game in Chicago a couple nights ago, ended up being ruled out. Eric Spoelstra shoot around earlier today was asked about his availability. He wouldn't say for sure that Nico would play, but he will be dressed in a uniform today and even hinted at Nico being used as an inbounder. So, gentlemen, he might have a Nico possession.
Didn't you just say he's out?
He was ruled out versus Chicago, ultimately.
Oh. I got you.
I'm not diminishing anything Kevin Love has done for this team or any personal issues he's going through. He hasn't played since March 21st.
That's what I'm saying. He's been listed as personal reasons for almost the entirety of the season. So something's up.
Not the entire season, but for sure second half after the trade deadline, he missed a ton of time, and he's not going to play in a game like this anyways against a Hawks team that is running up and down the floor as fast as anybody. Like, just not his game. So, yeah.
Yeah, he isn't. Yeah, he hasn't had over 20 minutes in this calendar year.
Nah.
Yeah. I know Solana thinks he's a Hall of Famer, but he hasn't contributed a lot this calendar year.
But, I mean, he's on this team to be a veteran leader in the locker room presence, vocal guy. Like, he wasn't on this team.
He revitalized his career here. He really did.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Well, I texted Ira today. He said 100% Kevin Love's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I wish I played basketball.
Trust me, you wouldn't have been a Hall of Famer. We have a jam-packed schedule in sports this weekend. Forget WrestleMania, because you got actual sports happening this weekend.
Where do you see WrestleMania? What is that? Is that Netflix?
I don't know.
That's a good question, because I've seen when you go to Netflix and you're scrolling through, you see
because they have
wrestling.
Like Monday Night Raw or something. Yeah. They do something on Netflix. I wonder where do you see WrestleMania?
I have no idea. This would be a perfect time for Jimmy to be here.
Peacock. I know. Jimmy knows this stuff.
Yeah. Peacock?
That's what... Listen, you know I'm the oldest guy in the room, technically.
Jimmy.
To watch WrestleMania 41, U.S. viewers can stream it live on Peacock, is what I'm reading. Right.
Jimmy's back if you want to... I want to ask where can we?
It'll take Jimmy a year and a half to find that answer.
Where do you watch, Jimmy, WrestleMania this weekend?
You can watch it on Peacock.
All right. On Wikipedia, it says this will be the first WrestleMania to live stream on Netflix in most markets as the platform began a 10-year rights deal with WWE in January of 2025.
In the U.S., you watch it on Peacock. Everywhere else, it's on Netflix.
Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Wow, there's tariffs on that one, too?
Reciprocal.
Oh, okay. All right, so Inter Miami's going to play tomorrow versus the Columbus Crew. That game is being played at the Cleveland Brown Stadium because of how many people want to go watch it in the awful state of Ohio.
Yeah, Chris Whittingham is going to join us in the next hour, and he was telling me what they're expecting tomorrow. Could be an MLS attendance record.
Wow.
NBA playoffs do begin tomorrow as well. It starts at 1 p.m. Bucks Pacers in Indiana. No Dame, he's out, but looks like there's a possibility he's going to end up coming back and
Game two, I think I read, right?
Joining the team, yeah. Pretty crazy. 3:30.
What the line is in that game tomorrow? I think I asked you yesterday.
Very close.
Pacers are 5.5-point favorites.
Yeah, without then that's without Dame. I could ride with that. Yeah.
The next game is the Denver Nuggets hosting the Los Angeles Clippers. That's the 4-5 seeds in the Western Conference.
We got action. That's a hell of
Nuggets,
a series.
Nuggets are 2.5-point favorites tomorrow over the Clippers. I like them big tomorrow. I feel like Nuggets? This is one of those series where each home team holds court.
Ooh. I think the Clippers, are the Clippers more talented?
Clippers are going to surprise people, I think, in this postseason because you just, you write off Kawhi during the season because you forget he's there. But then you see him on the court and you're like, oh yeah, that's the guy who single-handedly led Toronto to a championship.
I'm going to get a good line. I'm betting the Clippers for the series.
Really?
Interesting.
Yes.
Over Jokic, Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon.
When Jokic decides to do whatever he wants to do, he's unstoppable.
I heard somebody talking last night. I was watching the show. I was up late. And they were like, bet Jokic to have a triple-double, average a triple-double for the series. And I was like, I have no problem with that. But they can still lose if he averages a triple-double. He goes 30, 10, and 10. The Clippers could still win.
I feel like if he averages a triple-double in that series, they advance.
It's okay.
My gut's telling me.
Well, he's going to average a triple-double. He averaged one for the season this season. Like, that's what he does. But I don't know, man. Like, I love the Clippers, so I'm not hating on your pick. They have the law firm of Zubats and Bogdanovich, which just terrorized the Heat when they played here. I love watching that team, but I just think that the Nuggets are the best team in the Western Conference when they're healthy. I still think they are.
Is torturized the word?
No. The Knicks are going to host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow at 6 p.m. Knicks are 7-point favorites.
Still 7-point favorites. I think that's a game, again, not saying Detroit's going to win, but I think that's a game where you bet Detroit, you take the points. I think the line is a little bit inflated because there's so many New Yorkers. There's so many Knicks fans who waited for them to be viable. And I think that line's inflated because of that.
Game one, but there's no way the Knicks lose that series.
Right, but I would take Detroit plus 7 in game one.
Sleeping on Cade Cunningham, man.
Take a flyer on Detroit money line. For game one.
Plus 225.
First of all, it's fun because you're rooting against the Knicks.
Plus 225, Hawk, right now. I'll do it with you right now. Let's go.
Man, I feel like it should be more than that.
Money line.
Steal game one.
They're playing in Madison Square Garden, right?
That is correct.
The alleged mecca of basketball where a banner hasn't been hung in over 50 years. Okay, big deal.
Is Spike Lee going to be there?
Of course. Joking.
Is water wet?
Man, the Pistons ain't beating the Knicks game one, Madison Square Garden, fellas.
Is there a better weekend in sports than American sports, I guess, than the first weekend of the NBA playoffs? Now, I know people are going to type in, NFL playoffs, bro, NFL playoffs. And for sure, wild card weekend is awesome. But look at the series. Like, you have four series beginning tomorrow. Bro, you have Luka and LeBron going up against Anthony Edwards. That's the late game. And then on Sunday, like, Golden State Warriors, Houston, you have four more games as well. Eight games this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
there are some good matchups, but no, round one, first weekend of round one of the NBA playoffs, which isn't going to end till the middle of June. No, it's not the best weekend of American sports.
Solana. Huh. And game two's coming. Mm.
And then round three.
Like the NFL, that like that's it. So right, somebody going to Cancun. Game
I would take
two is about
week,
to come.
Weekend one of the NFL season Stop. Over weekend one Stop. Of the NBA playoffs. This is a 2-month campaign that's
right.
beginning.
But yeah, just think about
it. I want to get to Mervis. Anything else? I want to argue this.
Just think about it.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm. Call them. Marlins are in Philadelphia, by the way. 3-game series beginning today. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm. Oh, he's back from paternity leave?
I think he pitches tonight, yeah.
Nice.
I get that right?
He made a baby. I like it.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm.
I mean, plenty of people do that. I don't.
I just love to know somebody that I follow made a baby because I know how that baby was made, and I enjoy knowing my homeboys are making babies.
That is odd.
I encourage Solana and Jimmy to make a baby once a week, twice a week, every time we talk off air.
I don't think you can make a baby once or twice a week.
Hmm. I try to let them know
unless
how
you're
to
Elon
do it.
Musk or who's the guy who hosts Masked Singer?
Elon Musk, baby, is the name. His name is an algebra problem. It's ridiculous.
It's actually a good pitching matchup tonight. Zach Wheeler and Sandy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your weather from the DeMesmin.
Solana, make a baby, please, for me.
I'm good. Your weather from the DeMesmin
and
Dover
don't make
law
a baby for Crowder. I mean, what does that mean?
I'll be the godfather.
I'm good.
I think you think that's a selling point?
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm. I'm going to be looking over Valentina. This one's for Crowder.
Well, it better be some whipped cream in the room.
Where's the key fob? No. This one's for Crowder. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. It is a gorgeous day in South Florida, around 80 degrees. That is your weather.
All right, Matt Mervis scheduled to join us from Philly in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
There's no crying in baseball.
Hawk and Crowder.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That is Matt Mervis's walk-up song. As we know everything about Matt Mervis. Matt might be a little worried by the time this thing is over. We are very excited. This is very exciting. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. If you listen to this show, you know we have a very special affinity for Matt Mervis, Marlins first baseman. He has, in our opinion, been the breakout star for a very surprising Marlins team this season. Six ding-dongs on the year. So, Matt, thank you, first of all, for making time for us. We know you're in Philadelphia. I'm guessing you're somewhere off the clubhouse, right? You get a little room off the clubhouse. Thank you for making time for us.
Yeah, guys, thank you for having me.
So, here's how we adopted you as our Marlins guy. We were looking at the rosters, I think, in spring training. My wife and I went up to Jupiter for the first spring training game. And I'm originally from Chicago. You had a little stint with the Cubs. We wanted to root for someone who seemed like they had some power, and your name, I don't know, just worked. And then the coup de grace for me was, you're Jewish. I'm Jewish. I said, this is our guy this year, right? Crowder, Solana, am I? And we just, 100%. Yeah. And we just said, okay.
Back, what was it? Jupiter? He came back from Jupiter and he was like, it's Matt Mervis.
Yeah. This guy's going to rake.
He's sending us pictures. I'm like, He's a baller like that? He was like, bro, I'm telling you. And you have held up your end of the deal, bro. I'm not going to lie.
So we appreciate what you've done so far. Now, are you aware that we've been betting you to hit home runs and just kind of tracking you all season long? I think Mike Cuno may have shown you video of us going nuts in the studio.
Yeah, Mike showed me the video. I hadn't seen that one until it was yesterday. I think he showed me pregame. But I was dying. I loved it. You know, I think Channing was in the middle of an ad read or something.
And he was.
And the other three guys, you guys started going crazy. That was awesome.
Yeah, we've enjoyed watching you this season, obviously, and we're fans. And Solana has come up with the name Mervis Militia, and we're trying to get that kind of we salute you. You are our general. thank you, Crowder. You're part of the Mervis Militia. You salute your general. I will kick you out of this militia so fast you won't know what hit you.
I was skeptical till that damn ball kept going over the fence, man. I'm not going to lie. And I'm like, I'm a part.
And we're not just taking anyone who listens to the show willy-nilly as part of the Mervis Militia. Like, they have to prove their case. Are you down with the name? Are you okay with Mervis Militia?
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Fair enough. And maybe a Mervis Militia meetup somewhere down the line, some drinks, coffee.
Don't get weird.
No, for everyone, not just us. Like, maybe we do something at Lone Depot Park. Maybe a Mervis Militia section one night for a game. Just, you know, spitball. Just spitballing here, Matt.
Yeah, I think we can make something work.
All right, you don't have to commit to anything right now. All right, we have real questions for you. First of all, how did you come up with the 3-6 Mafia song, Hard Out Here for a Pimp, as your walk-up song? Did you use that in Chicago?
No, I had Hold the Line by Toto, which is a little slower.
My era.
Yeah, I mean, great song, but I was looking for something with a little more edge. 3-6 Mafia, I'm number 36, so I tried to tie it in there. I think that was probably the only appropriate song that they had, but I don't know. I like it.
And do people ask you about it? Because we were joking about it. We've been talking about you for weeks now. We're joking about it, saying there might be a 10-year-old in the, you know, on the third row that says, "Mommy, Why is it hard out here for a pimp? Do people ask you about it?
No, I haven't gotten any questions yet. You know, we got to clear our songs to make sure they're appropriate for the crowd, and that one slipped through. So, I'm good.
Is it indeed hard out there for a pimp?
It's a hard game. Baseball is hard, man. It's a good reminder every at bat that you know, it's a battle, and I'm here to work for it.
Are you guys having fun? Because one of the things that I feel going into the season, I mean, the expectations were zero. And you're just under 500 now. But you've given us, I was saying it the first week of the season, more enjoyment than I expected from this Marlins club the entire season. So what do you attribute it to? Maybe it is talent. Maybe it is Clayton McCullough. But I kind of feel like everyone's just got to be relaxed because there just are no expectations.
I think it's partially the lack of expectations that are letting us play free, but it's also a really talented, young, hungry group of guys. Not only the team, the front office, the coaching staff, we're all kind of unproven and doubted. So it's easy to go out there every day and play hard. You know, we're going to take our game to everyone we play against and just see how it shakes out at the end of the year.
Hey, man, is there anything different you did this offseason with, like, we'll call it a home run explosion, but 14 games, 6 home runs compared to, you know, 3 before that in the major leagues? Like, was there something different you did this offseason or preparing in camp that now you're seeing the ball different or hitting the ball different?
Yeah, I did a lot of work with the hitting coaches starting the offseason. You know, we just hopped on a call and talked about what I've done well in the past versus what I've done the last 2 years in the big leagues when I've struggled. So we came into camp with a pretty good plan, and it's all about just maximizing good contact. Because when I'm able to do that, the ball will fly out of the yard naturally. I don't have to try to hit home runs. Really just trying to square the ball up as much as possible and then let the numbers take care of themselves.
Explain this to me. I understand the idea of, you know, not letting a lefty swing against a lefty, but if a guy's hitting ding dongs, shouldn't you be out there against lefties? I don't want to start a thing between you and the skip, but I don't know exactly how it works. Like, at what, you can't hit lefties if they never allow you to hit against a lefty. So at some point, doesn't he have to let you hit against lefties?
He gets so mad if you don't bat.
They pinch hit for you in the eighth inning the other night. I was going crazy because I don't understand why they're pinch hitting for you. Man. And then you're not playing the next day. He knows you're not playing the next day because there was a lefty going for Arizona. And I'm like, why are we giving this guy fewer at-bats when this guy should have as many at-bats as possible?
We have our reasons inside the clubhouse. I know the front office has their algorithms for matchups and stuff like that. And Wagaman's swinging a really good bat too. So yeah, I did get pinch hit in the eighth last night, but Wags came in, hit a single and ended up scoring that inning. So I think that's another testament to this team. Why we're playing so well is that it's a next man up mentality. Guys have been down with injuries a little bit. Some guys have struggled. The next guy comes in and picks up. Everyone plays hard and there's no selfish attitude in this locker room. I think everyone's ready to do their job whenever their name's called.
And, bro, I played football, so we had 16 games back, because I'm old as hell now. We had 16 games when I played. You had 5 or 6 days, you know, to think about what happened and then just think about the next game. You could almost split it up. You could talk and look at videos and do everything and look at the analytics and see what happened and then have 3 more days to prepare for the next team. You just said it, like, 162, the back-to-back games, like, when do you flush the last game? And it's like, it can't matter. It didn't matter, but it can't matter. Now let's move on.
Yeah, it's a pretty fine balance between, you know, trying to learn from the last game or the last week or the last 20 at-bats or whatever it is versus, you know, that's over. I got to lock in. It's 5:45, games at 6:30. I got to lock in now and just take what I got today to the game. So, you know, there's always a time and place for watching video and analytics and that stuff. But for me, the quicker I can flush it and just move on to the next day, the better.
Has it set in yet the type of start to the season you're having specifically? Because Hawk asks you if as a unit you guys are having fun. But, man, I go to the MLB official app and you're there because you hit a birthday home run. And then I look at the official Major League Baseball Instagram and Twitter accounts, and they're posting several times about you. As a guy who's been overlooked already in the big leagues, to have this type of impact early on, has it set in yet?
Yeah. I mean, it's really cool getting that recognition and text from friends and family and stuff like that. But like I just said, you got to turn the page. It is fun to, celebrate with friends and family. But again, I mean, you can learn from the negatives. You can also kind of struggle because you're living in the positives too much and not flipping the page. So, it has set in, but I try not to dive too much into it.
If you get the post game interview on FanDuel Sports Network, we'll give a shout out to the Mervis Militia.
I will. If I do it today, you guys are the first one.
Yeah. No, we salute you. In fact, we want to get to know our general a little bit here. Matt Mervis is the general of the Mervis Militia, and we are soldiers who will answer the call anytime, anywhere. Tell us a little something about yourself. Your favorite fast food is?
Five Guys. Love burgers. Oh, yeah? Yeah, I think they started actually in the D.C., Maryland area. That's where I grew up. So, that's my favorite fast food burger.
I think we all like Five Guys, right? Yeah. I think we've all determined Five Guys is better than Shake Shack.
Fries a little soggy.
But they give you so many in the bag. I mean, is that not one of the greatest treats in all of fast food, is just all the extra fries in the brown paper bag?
They're delicious. I think they're the best fast food fries, too. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Favorite movie of all time?
I go back and forth between Wedding Crashers and Inglourious Bastards.
Wow.
I love this guy.
Interesting. For which one of those movies, Solana?
Well, both, because Inglourious Bastards is my favorite Tarantino movie, but I can recite every line to Wedding Crashers, the movie I've seen more than any of the other ones.
How about your favorite TV show of all time?
I just watched Breaking Bad for the second time, and I think that's head and shoulders the best one I've ever seen. Yeah.
Who's your favorite comedian?
It's a good question. I think Joey Diaz has some hilarious clips. I don't know if I've ever seen a full stand-up, but he cracks me up.
What do you get on your pizza?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. I've maintained that when you order a pizza, pepperoni should be the default pizza. If you don't want pepperoni, you should have to say, I'd like a cheese pizza. Where nowadays you just go, if I want a pizza, cheese is the default, and you have to add pepperoni. I maintain pepperoni should come on all pizzas unless specifically told no pepperoni.
I think it's a hot take, but I agree with you there.
I salute you, General.
What about the za?
Yeah. You ever refer to pizza as za?
No, I'm not. I don't like
za. I'm in the mood for a slice of za.
I'm not a food nickname guy.
Wow. What about calling a sandwich a Sammy?
No.
Sando?
I like a good hearty sandwich.
Nice hearty sandwich.
He swings that bat. He's a man, Sando.
Now, we on this show, Cornbread Maxwell, who played in the NBA for years and years and years in Boston, he's a broadcaster now. He's been a friend of the show for a long time, and we have a thing called the Blacklist, and we talk about things where Crowder and I sometimes disagree based on race as to what something either belongs to. And since you're Jewish, we've had a long-running conversation about cream soda. I believe Jewish people claim the rights to cream soda. Crowder believes black people claim the rights to cream soda. I think it's more ubiquitous in the Jewish community. We're going to let Matt Mervis decide.
I don't want to cause any problems, but every Jewish deli I've been to is stocked with cream soda.
Of course. Dr. Brown's cream soda. Yeah. You are our general for a reason, Matt Mervis. Yeah. We salute you. We applaud you. Don't argue with him. Listen, he's your general. Don't argue with him.
I was going to give him – I love the black and white cookies. I was just going to say now, you're trying to put me on the other side.
That's true.
Two J's, it's my people now. But, yeah, I think I love cream soda. My people love cream soda.
But it's ours. Listen, the first Mervis Militia meetup, Rugala, cream soda, black and white cookies. We all down with it?
I'm in.
All right, fair enough. Matt Mervis, you're having a great season. We really love rooting for you, and we're having fun rooting for the Marlins as a team. You guys are really making baseball a lot more than we had expected this season, so we appreciate it. Thank you for making time for us. Have a good game tonight.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And go Matt Mervis. He is the general of the Mervis Militia. I've got goosebumps. I don't know if you guys do, but I have goosebumps because very rarely do you get to speak to your dear leader.
You called it, and then he goes and balls, and then we have a chance to talk to him. That's pretty cool. I'm not going to – this maturation of this relationship was pretty cool. I can't.
Well, you know how it ends, though.
Yeah, he hates us.
You know how it ends, about an 0-for-18 clip, and and we've mushed him.
New phone, who this? Yeah, I know how this is going to go.
Excellent. We appreciate that. Matt that Mervis.
Is cool. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.